It is 90.3 KEXP. We stream all over the world at kexp.org. My name is Troy Nelson, and this is an insanely exciting day. It's Black Lips Day here at KEXP, and we are so happy to have them here. One of my favorite bands of the 2000s. Actually, I'm just going to say ever, so I'm really glad you guys are here.
Black Leaps.
So Black Leaps, if you are ready, please go on ahead.
Born ready.
Sure thing.
I was walking down the street, thinking about the time. The federal police on the beat, busting down the crime. And if I travel, they may say, why you wanna go? The questions asked go unanswered, claiming they don't know. What's your name? Who you after? Where you gotta go?
Black Lips live here on 90.3 KEXP, streaming all over the world, kexp.org. And we have a slight instrument change time. Broken String, first song. It's all good.
That's why we call him Muscles.
Yeah, no problem. No problem, Cole.
If you want to restring, you can too.
I think that sounded okay during the song. But, yeah, I definitely
want to
change.
It's great to have a pre-tape. No, not you.
No.
Okay. You have a fucking yellow shirt.
The kind of fucking...
Do you want me to take it off?
Yeah. We need a white bounce card.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm good.
Cool. And you guys can just go right into the second song if you want.
Which one's second?
Smiling.
Okay.
Yeah, still smiling. Do you guys remember what position you were in after that first song?
I'm not afraid to die.
It's 90.3 KEXP, streaming all over the world at KEXP.org. The Black Lips are here. How is everybody feeling today?
Wonderful.
Great. Good.
You guys came from Vancouver last night. How was it?
Oh, it was great. Packed house.
Yeah.
Sold out. They let us in. They gave me citizenship.
Right away? Right there and then? Because of the show?
No.
No.
We just, for the first time in our entire career, we had a really nice Border Patrol guy.
Nice.
Gave us the keys to the city.
You guys have had trouble with the Border Patrol before, haven't you?
All the time.
Nightmares.
Well, they've had trouble with us.
That's exactly what I thought.
Borders are like part of your mind.
Right.
There was a Shell station right in front of the border crossing, and the S had burned out on the Shell station, and it just was very telling.
That's pretty crazy. Hell is what it is. Can we introduce the band, please, for all of our listeners?
Yeah, I'm Jared.
I'm Cole. I play in the Black Leaps.
My name is Ian. I play guitar.
And I'm Joe, the last of the guys.
And did you guys do a after-show DJ thing last night? Did that end up happening?
Some guy was hogging the... He wanted to play his records so bad. I was like, you know, if you really want to do this so bad, I'll just hang out. Go for it.
Was he like a DJ? Like doing stuff like that?
No, he played okay stuff.
Yeah.
Put me in, coach.
Yeah, I was just like,
you know, ready to play.
I was like, get in there.
Right.
You go ahead. I would much rather relax and have a beer.
Right.
But his dad invented a nice beer can, so I...
Who invented a beer can?
There's a beer called Pilsner, right?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful beer can. You should see it. There's like a hidden rabbit in the beer can.
But who made it? Who?
I guess I don't know what his grandfather's name was.
Wow,
but he
that's crazy. So things didn't get... What is your guys' definition? The definition has changed over the years, but what is your guys' definition of the word crunk?
Well, to me, crunk was always like a hip-hop version of punk.
Right.
Because Lil Jon, like, he was real into, like, Bad Brains and stuff like that. So he had a lot of screaming and chanting and barking over hip-hop music.
Right.
Real repetitive. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Did things not get crunk last night?
They got hella crunk.
They got hella crunk.
That's extreme.
Not to be confused with crump, which is a form of when clowns dance in the hood.
Right.
We're not down with clown dancing. Although that is cool.
Cole, that's a clown statement.
Yeah. It's a clown question, clown statement, clown answer.
So you guys hailing from Atlanta, do you guys still live there? I know you're on the road a ton, but are you guys still living down south, or do you guys even call a place your home at this point?
We're all homeowners.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I bought a house in Nashville, but we're still Southerners.
But the rest of us are in Atlanta.
Right. Yeah. And that's where y'all grew up, or at least in the suburb. What is that suburb called? Dunwoody?
Dunwoody.
Drugwood.
Yeah. That is a funny word.
Yeah.
But when you grew up there, you probably don't think of it as funny until you get older. And
no,
then
I was stupid then, too.
What were some of the names? Like, was there any nicknames for the place, you know?
Drugwoody, Thugwoody, Gumwoody.
Funwoody.
Funwoody.
Yeah. I only ever heard Funwoody.
Ryan Seacrest is from Dunwoody.
Yeah, he went to our high school.
That's the weirdest thing.
I know.
He was older. We never were in the same school as him, but I guess he used to do the morning announcements.
Oh, fun. Oh, that's where he got his start?
Yeah, they would just let him leave and go DJ at the radio station. Like, when I left, it was called skipping. But he had some crazy program.
Ian, I actually have a gift for you.
What you got?
I still collect Garbage Pail Kids, and I have an Ian Garbage Pail Kid
Lord,
for you.
Jesus.
It's Skiing Ian.
It's so appropriate.
Oh, awesome. Have you seen Garbage Pail Crow?
Show the camera.
Hold on.
It's a skier. He's got split in half by some pole or something like that. But that's Skiing Ian right there.
Have you seen Garbage Pail Chrome? I just got some of those.
The Chrome ones
they're
reflective. They're super expensive.
I bought a pack. They're awesome.
I'm a little bit obsessed.
I never had the
them.
First series.
Well, so that's the Garbage Pail Chrome. They redid the first series, but it's all reflective.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
The movie we actually was inspiring for lyrics for Jared on the last record. Have you seen the movie?
That movie is like next
level.
It is next level.
It's so bizarre.
And it was so obscure for so long, like I couldn't find it anywhere.
How could have that been made? It's up there. They say that Troll 2 is the worst movie of all time,
that
like worst
really
best
bad.
Movie, but man, Garbage Pail
no,
Kids.
No, because Garbage Pail Kids, they like there was a production team there and like a costume department. I mean, there was a lot of people working on that, and it wasn't like super low budget.
And there's somebody smart on this.
I mean, there were people in meetings agreeing to all those things.
But I forget what the kids that played the were there actually actors inside of those, or were they?
Yeah, there were.
Oh, man, I need to see
that again.
I would
love one of those costumes.
It's so bizarre. I mean, I haven't seen it. It's probably been about 3 or 4 years, but it's about they have to make a fashion show to save that kid. It's just such a weird concept.
I think it's awesome.
I can't believe it got made, but I'm very glad. It's like,
thank you.
It must have been like cocaine and like delusions of grandeur.
Yeah, who is the mastermind?
They were just the coolest things when I was in elementary school. They got banned in some schools.
Well, that was back when kids did like cool stuff, like not wear helmets and like gross things. Like, right. I couldn't imagine kids trying to collect those today.
Exactly. Exactly.
That was when being bad was cool.
Right. Did you guys grow up? As a kid, I grew up in the Midwest. I grew up in the very small state of South Dakota. Just flat land. You guys have probably never even played there, have you? You played everywhere but there, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I knew it.
We need to.
I don't blame you. I moved away from there 15 years ago. It's been a while. But even growing up in that town, my parents were obsessed with the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, America's team.
They were America's team. And so every single year, once a year, we would go to Atlanta for 4 days and watch the Braves in Fulton County Stadium, which I actually really miss that stadium. And it was horrible that that got torn down.
No, they tear down stadiums like they're like disposable.
Well, see,
it
was the worst team in baseball, but you know, you get a guy like Ted Turner, turns him into America's team, and now it's.
Well, they were one of the only teams broadcast across the country. Like, you could watch the Braves no matter what state you lived in, because Turner Broadcasting System, like, or at least many states, you know, I think that's why they were America's team. But also, I thought they were rad. Dale Murphy was like my hero. That was like
He was like the only badass guy in the team for a while.
I think that's probably exactly true. I have to ask, will there ever be another Almighty Defenders album? Will that collaboration ever happen again, or was that kind of a one-time thing?
We'll
probably play with them again. Mm-hmm. I mean, just because we play with them a lot.
Right.
And we'll probably record with... I mean, if we're ever all in the same city, we may record.
Yeah, we're going to do a tour, I think, with King Island on Barbecue in the future. Right. And so maybe at Encores, we're going to perform a little bit, like a couple songs.
Awesome.
So maybe that'll lead into something.
We're always going to get the band back together.
Right. And Cole, are you still working on a project called Night Sun with Curtis Harding? Is that still happening or not?
Well, we did a single, and... So that just came out on Burger Records.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, right now he's Kurt, the singer. He's doing a solo thing. And I'm doing this right now, but maybe in the future.
And he used to work with CeeLo?
Yeah, he was a backup singer for CeeLo. Oh, Joe plays with Night Sun too, actually.
Oh, and Danny Lee from Night Beats, a local band
here. Yeah, Night Beats.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. Very cool.
It's like a little all-star band.
And speaking of Seattle bands that you guys love, I've seen you guys pay homage to the Spits. You love the Spits.
Yeah, one of the best punk bands
big
ever.
Big Brothers.
Yeah, they're...
Yeah, I love those guys. I was glad. I think I saw it on your Twitter feed or something. I was like, oh, cool, Black Lips know the Spits. That's rad.
Yeah, they were like our big brothers for a long time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
In rock and roll.
Yeah, we toured with them. And
they are insane. Yeah, easily one of the best punk bands of our time.
Criminally underrated. When you look at the grand scheme of things.
Grand scheme of things, absolutely.
Pitchfork finally got around to writing about them like 20 years after they became
crazy.
A band.
Well, I am really glad that you guys are here. The new album is called Underneath the Rainbow. Yeah. Does it mean anything?
Not really.
Not at all.
It's
nothing.
It's supposed to be like, you know, you get some kids in their dorm room, like maybe they're a little high and stuff. They start coming up with their own, they can interpret it.
I just like album titles that sound cool. It doesn't need to mean anything.
Yeah, we just like freedom, you know. It's free to mean whatever you want it to mean for yourself.
Awesome. Well, I highly recommend to all of our listeners, if you haven't picked up the latest Black Lips record, get it on the vinyl, too, because the cover, who did the cover photo? I love it.
Mick Rock, the legendary Mick Rock.
Legendary photographer Mick Rock. So pick up the latest album, Underneath the Rainbow, and Black Lips, if you would be so kind, we'd love to hear two more songs.
Okay.
All right, Black Lips live here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle.
Leaving town, it's a brand new day. But what
Black Lips, live here on 90.3 KEXP. That song called Make You Mine. Love that song. It's a Black Lips live here on 90.3 KEXP. That song called Boys in the Wood. That and all the songs that they played today here on KEXP from their brand new album, Underneath the Rainbow. And you guys, I want to thank you all so much for the 10 years of seriously stellar music this whole decade. And I look forward to the next 10 years, what you guys are going to produce.
You might want to correct
you're
that.
You're welcome.
It's 10 for me. About 15 for these guys.
Has it been that long?
You're not a real band until you've been around 10 years.
Well, you guys formed, well, I guess 99 you formed.
Yeah, we didn't really get the wheels fully turned for a couple of years. So
right.
10's when we really got
going. Parents, you know.
10 just sounds like a solid number, right? Yeah. Thank you guys so much for stopping by KEXP. Seriously.
Thanks a lot.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
Black Leaps.
Black Leaps here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle.
Yeah.